Hi, I'm Gary Grigsby. Welcome to Missouri Environment, a report about environmental issues produced by KBIA News. Sometime later this month, the City of Columbia is scheduled to begin a test project at the city power plant on Business Loop 70. The test will involve using a biomass product to help produce power. The biomass product is made from agricultural residues left over after harvesting Missouri corn. And that biomass product, years in the making, was invented in mid-Missouri. If you're driving on Missouri Highway 54 heading north nearing the city of Mexico, it's not long before you see a sign that says, "Entering Audrain County, Biofuel Capital of Missouri." And not far from that sign, just off the highway, you will find Ingenuity Worldwide. Ingenuity set up shop in the Missouri Plant Science Center here about 6 years ago. It's a research and development operation, and Nancy Hyman, an MU engineering grad, is the CEO.
Biomass is anything that grows.
And Hyman says there's plenty of it in Missouri.
What's left after we harvest grain is called agricultural residues. That's biomass. Grasses that you roll into a bale, that's biomass. There's also energy crops like miscanthus and switchgrass. They're all considered biomass, anything that contains BTUs.
She was making these comments while conducting a tour of the facility for about a dozen people.
The process you're going to see today goes from raw biomass to biocoal in 3.5 minutes.
We got to see the process Hyman is talking about as the tour group moved into a large open space, about the size of a small high school gymnasium. That's where the sound of the biomass dryer took over. The biomass is fed into a dryer where high pressure and heat combine to push the raw material through clear plastic piping. This is where it binds together and comes out the other end looking like a Duraflame log, like you might buy at a hardware store for your fireplace. It's then broken into smaller chips about the size of a small cookie. Nancy Hyman says those are the chips that will be fed into a power plant boiler.
It has all the many characteristics of coal without the mercury or arsenic, or some of the other toxic materials that are some of the problems associated with coal.
The inventor of this biomass product is Bob Hyman, who is married to Nancy. Bob is an engineer at Ingenuity and says the main stumbling block in research and development has been producing a corn waste-based biomass that creates as much heat as coal. He says Ingenuity has made that breakthrough.
Very high energy density, high carbon content.
Yes, he did say high carbon content, like, well, coal, which in theory is what everyone is trying to produce less of, putting less CO2 into the atmosphere. Nancy Hyman explains why biomass is different in that regard.
When we start looking at materials that grow every year, they absorb CO2 during their growing cycle. Therefore, when we use those to produce power, the emissions from those are considered carbon neutral because it absorbs CO2 during its growing cycle.
Even so, carbon or CO2 emissions is an issue in the ongoing relationship between the City of Columbia and Ingenuity. Both say they will be looking closely at what type of emissions will be coming off the trial burn of biomass that the city will begin conducting soon. On the next Missouri Environment, we'll tell you what other types of data the city will be looking at from that trial burn. Well, that's it for Missouri Environment this time around. You can also find us at kbia.org. I'm Gary Grigsby.